Tough readings today. We have to forgive our brothers, love our enemies. Love our enemies. So that means if the opposing high school team wins, we still have to love them. So if like Dakota wins, we still have to love them. Pretty tough gospel message here. But also here, like we have here in the Old Testament, even in the Old Testament, we have this message. You know, a lot of times we think the Old Testament is the God that's mean, and then the New Testament is also the God that loves us, as if they're separate gospels. But here it is in the book of Leviticus. Leviticus, part of the Torah, the law, the book of the law. Not one smallest part of the letter of the law is done away with. So it reads here in the book of Leviticus, "Speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, be holy for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart." Not just in your actions, but in your heart. Because the actions come from the heart. That's really tough to do because we don't necessarily control our passions. We don't control our emotions very well. We like to retaliate. Maybe we like to get back at people sometimes, huh? Sometimes we like to say, "Watch out, I'll get back at you." You know, we have the saying, you know, nothing, you know, it was nothing like the wrath of a woman, right? You know, sometimes, "Watch out, I'll get back at you. You'll suffer for this." And in the passions, we end up going overboard. We tend to do a little too much on that end. And that's actually, when you look at an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, that saying in Scripture, that was actually to keep the other people from going overboard. You know, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Hey, you pluck out my eye, I have a right to pluck out your eye. But the thing is, humanity wants to do is, I'll pluck out your eye and your whole family's eye. That's what humanity does. Humanity likes to go overboard. You know, you killed my mother or you killed my brother, I'll kill your whole family. You know, no, only one person has, you know. So it's an act of trying to keep it pulled back a little bit and keep people from trying to get that vengeance. But we have to remind ourselves, justice is God's. Justice is God's, not ours. When you think about it, hell is eternal. If somebody deserves hell, if somebody does an injustice to us and they deserve hell, then they deserve hell. How do you think your wrath is going to outdo that? It ain't happening. Not only that, but if you think you're going to get back at this person, maybe you're trying to try to exact justice and you'll go overboard, like humanity always does, now God is going to come to the rescue to this other person and they'll probably get to heaven, but now you will end up in hell. That's a very real thing. Look at here what the Scripture says here. "Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, do not incur sin because of him." You know, when we get caught up in the gossip, we get caught up into those, all the things that get us to retaliate against them, we're the ones who deserve hell. We deserve it because we're retaliating. We're not trusting in Jesus Christ. We're not trusting in his mercy. We're not trusting in that he's a just God. Where is our faith in him? So it's a matter of just trusting in him. He is the Lord of Lords, the God of gods. He's the one that exacts justice. We have nothing to worry about that. "Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against anyone." How often do we think, oh, something bad happened to them? Ha, ha, ha. Whoa. We're holding something in our heart there. We haven't forgiven. We need to forgive. Why should we forgive? Because Jesus Christ has forgiven us first. He died on the cross for us. We're the one that caused him to be crucified. How dare we point the finger out at somebody else? We need to have mercy on them. But again, How are we going to have mercy on them if we haven't experienced God's mercy ourselves? God has given us mercy, but we just haven't realized it. But not only that, he continues to have mercy on us. Here on this altar, when he gives himself in this Eucharist, when we get to go to confession to him. Go to confession always. My goodness, the grace that's waiting for you. You know what? Every time when I give you absolution, right, when I say, and I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I am giving you a blessing. I'm making the sign of the cross over you. You are receiving a blessing, which means you have graces. That's why you need to make a sign of the cross when you hear that. I've seen this so many times, people don't know what to do. Make the sign of the cross. It's your way of receiving graces. When I give you a blessing and I give you make the sign of the cross, you make the sign of the cross. It's your way of receiving those graces. Look, I can give you as many graces as you want, but if you don't receive them, it doesn't do any good. Look, if you say, hey, I want this book, give me this book, I want this book, give it to me, and I say, hey, okay, here, I give you this book, and then you cross your arms and say, give me this book, but you don't put out your hands to receive it, what good is it? You got to put out your hands to receive the grace, to receive this book. It's the same thing with receiving God's grace. If you want a blessing, you got to put out your hands, and that's the way of making the sign of the cross. That way you receive God's grace. If you refuse to make the sign of the cross, you're refusing to receive the graces. It doesn't make any sense. Not only that, when we go to confession, your sins are forgiven. I don't care if it's venial sins. The more often you go to confession, you receive the graces through that blessing, through the absolution, you receive those graces to combat against those sins. Now, what is it to hold that grudge in judgment, these sins? Do we not realize that we only hurt ourselves? The injustice done to us is like a red-hot iron that's been put to us. And then what do? By our unforgiveness, we decide to hold on to this red-hot iron. And then, we wonder why we're hurting so much. Let go of it. Let go of that red-hot iron so that you can have mercy, you can have healing. Now, whenever you get burnt, you ever notice when you let go, sometimes it burns more when you let go? Sometimes that happens when we forgive. Sometimes we hurt more in the process of forgiving from the heart. But it's a matter of trusting in God and putting that medication on. And that medication is the Eucharist. It is going to confession. And it takes time to get this out of there. You know, if you get burnt enough, and if you hold on to that red-hot iron enough, you can get an infection from that burn. How long have you been holding on to these sufferings, to these pains of the past? Has it infected your life? Has it infected your soul that you cannot forgive, that you can't forget? These are the things that the devil loves for us to do. To hold on to the pain and to suffer. He loves it when you suffer like that. Because you do it to yourself. It's no longer that person out there. We can no longer point to that person who did the deed at first. Because you're the one who's holding on to it now. Now it's your fault. And God is just there, ready to help you. All you got to do is go to him. Do you actually go to him when those triggers happen? Do you run to him or do you go back to the red heart? You can have take back. See, we always do that, right? Lord, I give this to you. Oh, man, now that really got me upset. Now I'm going to hold that back onto that thing again. And we're suffering again. We open the wound again, all that thing over and over again. Let go of it. Don't let that stuff egg you on or anything like that. Don't let the devil beat you up like that. Don't let the devil dance on your head, because that's what he's doing. He's totally dancing on your head when you give in to that kind of resentment and anger and unforgiveness. Allow Jesus Christ to give you that healing so that you can be at peace. Do you want peace? Then you got to strive for it. There comes a point in time where you're going to have to love And loving our neighbor isn't going to be enough. You got to love Jesus. Because Jesus is the one, again, who died on the cross for us. He's the only one. Don't do it for man. Do it for God. That will give you the strength. And through his power, the power of his cross, you can still love. Peace enters into the world only when we choose to love. It's not just exacting justice. Because exacting justice and the human sense of the world, we go overboard and we get revenge. But we need to turn to love himself, Jesus Christ on the cross, and realize how much he is loving us, how much he has given us. Then, through that process of repentance and coming back to him and being merciful to others, only then will there be truly peace. Only then will there be true healing.